From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Roger Stern. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush delivered one of the eulogies today for his mother, the former First Lady who died Tuesday.
Barbara Bush filled our lives with laughter and joy, and in the case of her family, she was our teacher and role model on how to live a life of purpose and meaning.
The funeral was held in Houston. Barbara Bush was buried outside the presidential library of her husband, George H.W. Bush. Israel has opened an investigation into the death of a Palestinian teenager and three others yesterday during a mass protest at the Gaza border.
Israeli officials are facing growing condemnation concerning the incident. Palestinian officials say the boy, Mohammed Ayoub, was either 14 or 15 years old.
Fox's David Lee Miller in Jerusalem. The teen was one of thousands who participated in a demonstration. More than 200 others were wounded. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Don't miss the fun at Nuke's Eatery Saturday, April 28th. Kids, come by at 11:30 for the party, dressed as your favorite Disney or Universal character. Be original. Be creative. One lucky family will win two tickets to fly from Montgomery Regional Airport to Orlando, Florida, as we celebrate the kickoff of nonstop flights to Orlando-Sanford, taking off May 14th. Other prizes include four tickets to Annie at ASF and a $50 gift card to Nuke's. We'll see you at Nuke's for the party on Vaughn Road, Saturday, April 28th.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal size, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr. Sandman.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam from my friends at Woodham Southside Firestone, the name you can trust 50 years and still running strong. Woodham Southside Firestone. You're going to love them the first time. Got a nice area for you, air conditioned, by the way, for you to wait in, the waiting area. And all of the great ASE technicians and mechanics will do the job right the first time. I can tell you from firsthand experience, well, let's put it like this. After 40 years, Woodham Southside Firestone is the only place you need to go. From the tires, oil changes, transmission service, you name it, they're going to take care of it. I want to read just a couple of reviews for you. Martha C. says, have used Mr. Woodham for over 30 years and have never had one problem. He stands behind his work. Also, from the Finley family, they write, straightforward, answers everything you ask, and has a reasonable price. It's the hallmark of repairs. Woodham Southside Firestone, the name you know, the name you can trust. Woodham Southside Firestone for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, the great place for the whole family to enjoy the outdoors and visit animals from around the world in your own backyard. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., with the last ticket being sold at 4 p.m.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are fast approaching, but if you have plans this evening, I think you're going to be fine. Mostly cloudy skies. Showers hold off till probably after midnight, well after midnight. Overnight low temperature around 59. Tomorrow, periods of rain. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two, especially towards tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. High temperature tomorrow around 70. Then showers and thunderstorms around from time to time on Monday. High around 74. And risk of a few leftover showers on Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, folks, it's time for Clearing the Air. As always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome. Producing tonight's program will be the little short mean woman, a.k.a. Linwood, my soulmate, my wife. Co-hosting with me tonight is, of course, Postman. Welcome, Postman.
Hello, Terry.
We are on a multi-part series to try to inform all of you about what's happening in space and what's about to happen here on old Terra Firma. Now, unlike all the other talk show hosts on this and pretty much every network, I don't want you to believe a word you hear me say. Because I challenge you to do your own research, because listening to so-called authority and believing them without having them prove what they're spewing out is truth, well, to be honest, that's what's got us into the mess that we're in today, folks. We're in trouble. Look, we can provide the basics, but you have to connect the dots, and you have to satisfy yourself that this is indeed what is truly happening before we can even hope to delay it. Now listen to me. Listen to me very closely. This cannot be stopped. Prophecy tells us that it will happen, but we can slow it down. We can delay it. Now, listen to me again. Listen very carefully. If you think that by being a Christian and knowing what is going to happen somehow exempts you from exposing the darkness to the light, you are deadly mistaken. If anything, what is coming upon this earth should give you even more opportunities to expose the enemy's plans. You do not have the right to sit on the sidelines and just lock yourself away from the world while you wait for redemption. That's not the way it's supposed to be, folks. You've got to get out there and do your job and expose the darkness. That's what you're supposed to do as a Christian. Now that I have that off my chest, so to speak, let's move on. I feel a little more normal this week than I have in the past few, but the strangeness that seems to have enveloped me continues, not only unabated, but it seems to be escalating. For example, 2 days ago, the camera on my Galaxy S8 cell phone disappeared. It's just not there. And my Fuji digital camera, the one with the big zoom lens, I get the really great images of the Chemliners, it started to act up. It hasn't been a very good week for my cameras, I tell you. I posted something yesterday on the official Clearing the Air Facebook page, something that purportedly was mistakenly released by the government. It's a chart of the specific symptoms caused by the EMF weapons they use on what are called targeted individuals. Now, as I was initially reading this, I was going through my mental checklist, marking them off. Let's see, inability to determine the direction of sounds, check. Intense itching, check. Nudging of the arm during delicate work, check. Artificial tinnitus, which is essentially is a high-pitched buzzing in the ears, check. Induced erroneous actions, check. A deep heat sensation under the skin, check. I mean, all of the targeted individual symptoms make sense to me. So am I a targeted individual? I don't know, but I remember several years ago that Skiz, the lady who I consider the expert on the extreme bizarre bioweapon they call Morgellons, she told me that all Morgellons victims are targeted individuals. Now, is she right? I don't know. What it seems like to me is they selected a relative few people, several hundred thousand people, to try out this technology on. And we're the ones, we all have the stuff in us because it comes from the aerosols. So we all have it in us. That's a fact. If you don't believe me, do the red grape juice spit test, red wine spit test. Just do that. You'll see what I know what I'm talking about. We all have it. But only a select few have the weirdest manifestations, the weird stuff coming out of our skin, the really bizarre manifestations. We're the ones that were chosen, I don't know why, but we were chosen to be the test group. Now, what we're going through, everyone's going to be going through. Once they get this new network, this new sales stuff up and going, I think that's when they're going to switch this thing on. It's going to go live, and all of you are going to be going through what I've been going through. And you're not going to like it. It's not going to be good. God, I don't know where to start with this stuff. If you get a chance, please go to our Clearing the Air Facebook page and look at the documents that were released. They're official documents. They explain how these weapons work. They explain how they bounce them off the cell towers. They use something called a lily wave, which I'm going to get into a little later. A lily wave essentially is something that was made by a guy named Lily, last name Lily. He tried this stuff out, testing it out on dolphins for the Navy. He figured out how to make a frequency wave that bypasses our natural God-given firewall in our brain that protects our subconscious. Well, they can get around that now. Now, is it just a coincidence that the Gwin Towers, the cell towers, all these towers use a lily wave? No, it's not. They piggyback what they want to put in you on the lily wave. They bypass the built-in barriers that protect our subconscious, and they can download anything they want into us. You can call it mind control, you call it whatever you want. That's what they're doing. There's no doubt about it. If you don't believe me, look at the documents. Go back, if you've ever watched the Jesse Ventura series, Conspiracy Theory, go online, find the show. There's one where a CIA whistleblower verifies all of this to him, because Ventura didn't believe it. Whistleblower tells them that's exactly what they're doing. Ask why would they spend millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to put up Gwin Towers when the technology's outdated? It's supposed to be some kind of ground warning system to let us know if Russia launches a nuke. Why do we need that? We have cell phones. We have all this other technology. Well, because they have a different reason for putting these things up. Well, we got to hit our first break, folks. This is Clearing the Air. It's a short 3-minute break. Come back with us while I have a chance. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours for 3 hours every Saturday night. We'll be right back.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all 3 floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12. 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Are you looking for a professional and dedicated team for all of your beauty needs? Look no further than Lavish Salon and Spa, located in historic downtown Prattville. The latest in hair trends, hair extensions, highlighting, or hair coloring, nails, waxing, and spa with all types of specialized massages. Lavish, 156 West Main in Prattville. Call 730-0747 or check Facebook. 10% off for military and first responders.
They're back. Perennials at the Home Depot. They come back every spring, and these do it beautifully. Like gallon geraniums, now two for just $10. They're healthy, happy, and regionally grown, so they're bred to thrive. Let them put down some roots and stay a while in your garden. Come next spring, they'll return the favor. Enjoy spring for years to come with gallon geraniums, two for just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, something that's always bothered me is how some entertainers can seemingly come out of nowhere and suddenly be the hottest things ever, while truly talented individuals or talented acts can hone their craft razor sharp yet never get any recognition. Now, do you think this is just happenstance? Is this simply fate or providence? For instance, how can someone like Taylor Swift be worth hundreds of millions of dollars with questionable talent, while other truly gifted performers can toil away night after night in various clubs all across the country and never get that recording contract they so desperately seek? I've always suspected that there's a power structure at play that decides who makes it and who doesn't. And it has very little, if anything, to do with the amount of talent they possess. I believe that there exists at the top of this power pyramid the most evil force we can imagine. I believe that this world belongs to him, as we are told in Scripture, and that he helps those who help him and his cause. And in case you didn't know it, his cause is to capture the acquisition of your soul, your consciousness, that divine bit of the Creator that we, his creations, have. Now, this is said to be the most desirable thing in the universe. It's so powerful and magnificent that the enemies of the Lord of hosts will stop at nothing to obtain it. Now, I believe that our enemy is very, very intelligent, and he uses this intelligence in very nefarious ways so that he can manipulate us into situations that make the acquisition of our souls that much easier for him. How else do you explain the trends that seem to come and go that dominate the country for season after season, only to give way to another trend or fad that repeats the process and on and on and on it goes? And when you look deeply into these trends and fads, you won't find anything godly in them. As a matter of fact, you find just the opposite. What is happening is a gradual breaking down of what's right. All of this for a gradual buildup of what is wrong. And yet so few see it for what it is. Now, why is this? Because I believe our subconscious is under constant bombardment of various frequencies and subliminal messaging campaigns that's tearing down the protective barriers that the Creator designed within us. And I believe that the way the enemy knows this is because he was around when we were created. So he knows what precautions and protections were designed within us. Therefore, he knows how to defeat them. Now, the aforementioned firewall God placed in our subconscious, as I told you last week, our conscious mind runs at 2,000 actions a second, which I admit sounds light and fast. However, it's the subconscious that is the F1 car in this equation, as it runs at 400 billion actions a second. as you might say, considerably, incredibly faster. You see, your subconscious brain is made to absorb all the data that your senses feed it, whether you realize it or not, and whether you want it to or not. That's the important thing. The Creator, of course, realized this. So to prevent someone or something from taking advantage of our brain's ability to absorb all the data, both good and bad, He placed a protective switch inside our brains. Now, in 1959, Dr. John Cunningham Lilly was working for the National Institute of Health on loan from the Navy and was researching brain frequency waves through dolphin brain implants. Now, it was he that discovered the exact frequency that essentially bypasses this God-given protective firewall that protects our subconscious brain. Interestingly enough, and to his credit, when the Navy realized that this work could be carried over from dolphins to humans, he quit. He resigned. He resigned his commission and walked away. But the damage had been done. The Lilly wave had been created and was now in the hands of the military-industrial complex. Now, would you believe that you will find this wave being broadcast in your home through the neutral wire in your 120-volt electrical system? Oh, yeah. Now, is this a coincidence? No way. They're piggybacking other frequencies on top of that wave to get into your subconscious. This is a form of mind control. It really is. It's a subliminal messaging is a form of mind control. They've been doing this since day one, sticking one or two frames of a message in a movie, and you don't consciously see it, but your subconscious sees it. It's just like reverse speech. You know, people laugh at reverse speech and go, "Oh, that's ridiculous. You know, you can hear what you want to hear." Well, okay. It's actually, you can use it in courts. It's legal evidence in some countries in courts. The way that works is when you take what someone says and you reverse it, you can hear what they really mean is kind of how it works. I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but that's kind of how they say it works. It's fascinating. And I tell you, there's some really weird stuff. I played for you the "Yes, we can," the Obama mantra when he was trying to get elected. Hail Satan backwards, basically. Scary stuff, folks, but this is what's going on. You need to go to Clearing the Air's Facebook page. You need to look at that document that's been released because this is real. This is happening. It really is. All right, moving on. The last time Comey he discussed or released his wealth was in 2013 when he was confirmed by the Senate when he became the FBI director. Of course, Barack Obama appointed him or nominated him. At that time, he was worth $11 million, a sum he acquired largely from the work he was doing in the private sector prior to his appointment to the position of running the FBI. It's amazing to me how someone who's going to head the largest crime-fighting organization, I guess you could say, supposed to be, in the country, why wouldn't you pull from within their ranks? Why do you go outside and get a director? That's insane to me. But I'm going to talk about that a little later because I'm telling you, I think I know what's going on here. All right, let me give you, this is Robert F. Kennedy. In 1966, he gave a speech. Listen to what he said. "Few men are willing to brave the disapproval of their fellows, the censure of their colleagues, the wrath of their society. Moral courage is a rarer commodity than bravery in battle or great intelligence. Yet it is the one essential vital quality for those who seek to change a world which yields most painfully to change." The more I read about what he wrote, the more I admire the man. I really do. Now, Steve Jobs, we all know him. I think he died of pancreatic cancer a couple of years ago. This is a quote that, and I don't really agree with most of what he said. Here's a good one from him. "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. But the only thing you can't do is ignore them because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do." I love that. And a little bit of good news locally. We all know the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, after two years, they've removed a list from their website. It's been on there since December 2016, a list that was intended to serve as a resource for journalists to identify promoters of, quote, hateful propaganda. Unfortunately, it included far-right Christians, constitutionalists, patriots, essentially. People in the conservative ranks, and it upset a lot of people. But kudos to Morris Dees and his bunch because they took it down. Thank you, Morris Dees. Say that publicly, thank you. Now, according to the Washington Post, there's a bill before the Washington, D.C. City Council. They want to lower the voting age to 16. Of course, this is the brainchild of Councilmember Charles Allen, a Democrat, who seems to think that puberty is great preparation for politics. Look at what you're dealing with, folks. Globalists. Globalist is a term which simply identifies people who desire an earthling identity rather than a country-based identity. Now, ask yourself this. Why? In a world full of people who identify themselves by their country of birth, what's the point in identifying all of us simply as earthlings? It is only when you ponder the notion that the universe is loaded with other life forms that it will become clear to you that there are other life forms and that they belong to a different planet than we do, thus the protocol for designating individuals by their planet of origin. Does that make sense? You know, I had something else I wanted to say, and I even wrote, forgot why I asked that question, but you see where I'm going with this. Why do they want to get rid of the sovereignty of all the countries and simply make us human beings that come from the planet Earth? Because there's a whole bunch more of us out there, folks. There really are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, doesn't that make sense? It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's about 52 different local star groups that have several inhabited planets in them.
I believe that, you know, and even if you use the Drake equation, oh my God, there's billions of planets that are populated. It's amazing. And something that was brought up, I think, on the last show or maybe the show before, that the beings within our universe are basically like us. They're bipeds, human-based. That's interesting, but it's the ones outside that I'm interested in. I want to see the ones that look like ducks or otters or, I mean...
Yeah, most of the people that are in this in the sector that are in the Orion Spur, which mm-hmm. is where the
we're kind of out in the sticks, aren't we?
Yeah, we're 3/4 of the way out to the edge of the galaxy, and as a matter of fact, we're sitting about I would say somewhere between 25,000. No, we're sitting from somewhere between 60 and 75,000 light years, you know, from the other edge. So
that's a long way.
Yes, it is. It is. It's like 6 trillion times 75,000.
Folks, and I mentioned this last week. In case you don't know what a light year is the distance it would take you to travel going 186,000 miles a second.
Yes.
For 365 days.
Yeah, and we're positioned perfectly, you know, for incoming incoming races.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it is, because when you look at the enemy and what he wanted to do with the soul system, mm-hmm. he wanted to actually set it up as a like you do at a dock, in other words.
A loading dock.
Right. You have to pay to enter, in other words.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what the old Earth used to be, the primordial Earth. You know, when you come into the system, it was sitting right in the middle of the system. And when you...
make a beeline for it.
Yeah, you had to come straight to it because, you know, they had scouts out, you know, mm-hmm. that was patrolling. Mm-hmm. And any ship that came into the system, they would herd them straight to the fifth planet that was in the system. They would head them straight to a Tiamat.
Earth is like a petri dish for different organisms and stuff. It's amazing.
Yes, it is. It's a dimensional, a seventh dimensional sea planet.
I love the way you put that. Let's go ahead and hit this bottom of the hour break, because I got a long read and I don't have time to get it in, and I don't want to stop because I'll lose my place. And well, you know how that works. All right, you're listening to Clearing the Air, folks. We'll be back in 5 short minutes. Y'all come back with us, please. Thank you.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. brunch. The normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Did back pain follow you into the new year? Dr. Jeff Pasley has been practicing in Millbrook since 2006 and meets one-on-one with each patient. He can show you other ways of managing your pain besides medication, and you won't feel like you've been lost in the conglomerate healthcare shuffle. Millbrook Family Chiropractic accepts most insurance plans. They have convenient office hours, and they don't overbook. Find out more by visiting MillbrookChiropractor.com, by calling 285-8483, or find them on Facebook, Millbrook Family Chiropractic, 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook.
Are you looking for a professional and dedicated team for all your beauty needs? It's Lavish Salon and Spa, located in historic downtown Prattville. Lash and brow tinting, full body waxing, facials, massages, and of course, all the latest in hairstyles, highlighting, and color. Check out all their services on Facebook. 10% off for military and first responders. Lavish Salon and Spa, 156 West Main, Prattville, 730-0747.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the tea and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hey everybody, Jeff Pollard here at Capital City Ace Hardware. Our number one goal is serving our customers. I've always liked fixing things and solving problems, so at Ace I get to serve our customers by using my experience and passion. We have a lot to offer, including key cutting and automobile key making, window pane cutting, propane refills, door and window screen repair, and lamp repairs. We're here to help you at Capital City Ace. Y'all come to see us. We're next to Applebee's on 3215. Taylor Road.
Hey, it's Tyler with Hometown Lenders. Check it out. The clock is ticking on these low interest rates. Don't miss your chance to save hundreds on your monthly payments and thousands of dollars in interest on your mortgage. Call 647-1900 or 647-1900.com. NMLS 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are fast approaching, but if you have plans this evening, I think you're going to be fine. Mostly cloudy skies. Showers hold off till probably after midnight, well after midnight. Overnight low temperature around 59. Tomorrow, periods of rain. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two, especially towards tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. High temperature tomorrow around 70. Then showers and thunderstorms around from time to time on Monday. High around 74. And risk of a few leftover showers on Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Man, there's so, I'm just going to bounce all around here tonight. There's so much stuff going on. Been some stuff released about Vegas. You know, that's hopefully that's never going to go away because, boy, howdy, it just dropped right out of the news feed whenever it started falling apart almost immediately. You know, anytime they immediately come out and say, well, it was a single shooter, we know, you know, within 20 minutes of the event, you know it's a lie because they've done no investigations. They've done nothing. So you know they don't know what they're talking about. Okay, this is by a site called Sorcia Fall, which, you know, let me tell you, anytime that you have a source or a site on the independent media, half the people are going to say, oh, that's been, you know, that's disinformation. The other half are going to say, no, it's not. You never know. So I kind of take it all and take it for what it's worth. An absolutely stunning new Foreign Intelligence Service report circulating in the Kremlin reveals that during the past fortnight, CIA Director Mike Pompeo was personally dispatched by President Donald Trump to the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal to hold a secret meeting with the Supreme Leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, which is Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is. But with Pompeo's dual mission to this Asian nation, also seeing him personally oversee the capture of top UN advisor Peter John Dalglish, who in desperation, just prior to his being apprehended, released to the dark web what is described as a snuff film showing Hillary Clinton and her top aide Huma Abedin torturing and murdering a child. The video, I spoke about it on Greg's show Thursday. It's all over the internet right now, and I've had people on the web, on the Clear in the Air website say, well, that's disinformation. I don't think so, because they snapped the guy who put it out there, UN advisor, they've arrested him. So I don't think it's, I think it really happened. Now, Canadian humanitarian worker Peter Dalglish was arrested in child sex investigation in Nepal. Now, any time that you do something that the deep state doesn't like, they're going to find child pornography on your computer. They're going to find something on your computer. And what makes the average person mad, more mad than anything else, and that's pedophilia. I remember when we were trying to nail Iran, we had, when we were investigating their nuclear program, we had one guy who was one of the inspectors who said, well, I didn't find anything that looked like, next thing you know, they find pornography on his computer and he's hacked off to prison. That's kind of what happens. Also, the images of Huma wearing the mask are false and are doctored images coming from a secret members-only food club in Washington. And I'm reading from this site. Gee, there sure are lots of secret food clubs in D.C. I wonder who and what they're all eating. This thing just got real. As important as it is, as we grieve and shed tears for the children and for ourselves. You have to understand these people are Luciferian psychopaths. They scare these children as badly as they can, and they get the adrenochrome out of their system, and they use that energy. It's a sacrifice to the dark lord, their dark lord, Satan, and they drink the blood. They get energy from that. They get power from that. Every abortion in this country, as Postman has talked about this, it's a sacrifice towards Satan, and there's power to be gained from this, folks. This is why our government basically pays for kids to get aborted. It's insane. That's kind of where we are now. And it's even worse than that, believe it or not. In 2012, let me tell you this. In 2012, we had seen over 70 million people displaced and dispossessed by war, economics, or natural disasters, which, of course, that fired up the human trafficking and, what's worse, is illegal organ harvesting. Over the past 6 years, it's thought that 18,000 refugees have been murdered and their organs stolen to be sold in the international black market. That's just sick. But the illicit organ trade is on the rise, generating profits estimated between $600 million and $1.2 billion per year, with the livers, kidneys, and hearts of children and teenagers being the most prized. In 2011 alone, 90,000 people in the U.S. were reported to be waiting for a new organ. I could go on and on in this, folks, but this is bad. Let me jump down to something that's not so bad. The SGD report, Sean Kerrigan directs our attention to a recent Q post that refers to the infamous videos seized by the New York Police Department from Anthony Weiner's laptop, the aforementioned Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton. the release of which have been highly anticipated since the fall of 2016, and to which I've referred to more than once. Journalist Liz Croken, who does great work, by the way, and others have reported that at least one of the videos is so sadistic that it caused hardened NYPD officers to cry. According to Croken's sources, NYPD is in possession of these files, as is the FBI and WikiLeaks. Well, I wish Julian would go ahead and release it. It's got to be released, folks, because we've got to know what's going on. People, if you ever see this, and I know it's horrible, but if you ever see this, then maybe that's what it's going to take to get these people rounded up and get something going on here that's right. Because something's got to be done. These people have to be taken down. There's just no way around it. They've got to be taken down. This is sick. But that's kind of where we are, folks. And it's disgusting. Okay, let's see. What kind of I got I can read before we hit this break? In Search. I've talked about that a lot. I really like this guy's site. It's really good. He's saying now that the biggest news not being reported is that the deep state has threatened Donald Trump's family, and he's making arrangements to get them out of D.C., and hopefully this means he's ready to go to war now that he's getting his family to safety, and he's ready to step up to the plate, and let's hope so. And this is what the article, I'm just going to read the article. I sure hope President Trump is preparing to go into battle because his only chance is to do what President Lincoln did during the Civil War and order mass arrests. Jeff Sessions isn't going to do anything. He is a senior executive service, SES, traitor, and should be arrested immediately. It's time to suspend habeas corpus and put people in prison to await military tribunals. Lincoln did it, and Trump must do it. Otherwise, our republic is history. Lincoln made over 14,000 arrests for treason, insurrection, spying, or sabotage. Robert Mueller, Rob Rosenstein, Jeff Sessions, and many other top leaders of the corrupt FBI and DOJ are breaking the law by allowing Hillary Clinton and the deep state to get away with everything while conducting illegal raids on Trump's associates. They've refused to release documents and they've covered up their crimes. They are the lowest scum of all because they are traitors and they make our country a banana republic. When the keepers of the law become lawless, it's time to call in the military for tribunals. It's time to invoke the full power of the presidency and begin the mass arrests. Lincoln did, and Hillary admitted she was worried that if Trump wins, we'll all hang from nooses. Well, it's time to make that fear a reality. Trump is the only one who can do it. If not, our country is a total fraud and always will be a fraud. One of the few things I've ever disagreed with Trump on is when he said the Clintons are nice people. Well, they're not nice people, and they've broken the law. If they don't go to jail, we might as well let everybody out of jail, because these nice people want you dead, and they want President Trump impeached. You don't win wars being on defense. If you're not getting advice to start arrest, then God help us. Go on the offense now or get destroyed and let the deep state win. You can't win legally when they have stacked the deck and are breaking laws to bring you down. I couldn't agree more, In Search. All right, let's go ahead and hit this three-minute break. You're listening to Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1 WACV. My name's Terry Adams. Postman is co-hosting with me tonight, even though I hadn't let him talk much yet. And, of course, Lynn Woods, our producer, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. And I know why you're here. Hot weather is just around the corner.
You guessed it, and that means it's time to get your AC tuned for the summer.
Since my AC runs all the time and struggles keeping the house cool, a spring tune-up would be a much-needed kickstart.
Yes, and it will help your AC run more efficient and perform at full capacity.
Doing a tune-up in spring and fall is affordable and will also help eliminate a major failure with a major cost and extend the life of your AC.
Yes, you also get your AC drain checked and flushed with a spring tune-up. Don't let a clogged-up drain or rusted drain pan flood your ceiling and ruin the start of your spring.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and tune up your AC today. Call United at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty. That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for voting Hometown Lenders the Reader's Choice Best Mortgage Company in the River Region. To work with a proven winner, call 647-1900 or apply online at 647-1900.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, I get a lot of emails from you guys, and some of the emails are thanking Postman and me, but then there's a few that are like, you know, it's hard to believe the stuff you're laying on us. You know, as a Christian, I can't wrap my mind around this. I don't understand how this is true. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to rents.com, R-E-N-S-E.com. If you scroll down about halfway on the right-hand side, you'll see stuff. Dr. Michael Sala, Ph.D., he's got one of the best sets of files on what's going on in space that I have ever seen. And we have the documents. We have the official military documents of all the patents, of the weird technology that hasn't been released to us yet, the public sector, how they get around space. It's amazing, everything that we have. It's just nobody's looking at it. Nobody seems to take it serious enough to actually look at what's out there. It's out there, folks. Just a list of ET special projects from 1985 to 99. They got that out there. And there's a guy named John Leonard Walson who has he's created some kind of special telescope. He won't tell anyone how he's done it, but the images he's getting is absolutely, they're incredible, of these spaceships and stuff that are out there. One of the creepiest things is one of the images he put out there, the colors of it are identical to the fibers that I pulled out of my body. It's like, what the heck? The same bronze and blue bands, everything, it's identical. And that can't just be a coincidence. It's creepy. But on Rents, they've got Clark McClellan in the Stargate Chronicles, the Black Ops Disclosure. They've got Herbert Dorsey. There are so many whistleblowers out there now. There are, offhand, I'd say 20. Some that talk about the 20 and back program. I mean, all of this stuff, it's being backed up and backed up and backed up. At what point do we take this as being true? I think we're at that point. Something's going on here, folks. Something's going on. And we better start paying attention or something. We're not going to be prepared for what's going to happen when it happens, okay? Let me put it that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Me too.
Because there's so much going on now.
There's so many distractions, Postman.
Yes, it is, and it's done on purpose. And
exactly.
I've been tracking this for more than 10 years. And like I told you, the audience, I've been awake, been knowing what was some of what was going on since 1996. And we're just one star system that's been infested or infected, you know, by these parasites.
Well said.
And these things got to be they got to be stamped out, you know. And I was reading a blog about a race. As a matter of fact, the race came from Earth. And if you remember in your history about the Mayans, the Toltec,
Incas and the Mayans, yeah.
And there's another race. can't think of the name of it. But anyway, they're ascended to space. And they live in a star system that's in our local group, our local 52 group. And I was reading a blog where one of the guys in the space program had actually talked to him. They had interviewed him, and he said that they were under the same system that we were under. And he said that they were just about to go into the AI paradigm. That's the last step, folks. The AI is the last step. If once AI is introduced and is basically installed into the people. Because that's what they're actually going to do.
That's transhumanism. Right. Is another term for it, right? And, that's the melding of man and machine.
Once that happens, that's it. The whole planet's got to be killed. Because, I mean, it doesn't need to spread. It's just like a disease.
Yep.
You know?
And folks, think about it. What that is Satan doing, in his mind, outdoing God. God created man. Well, Satan's like, okay, I can do a better job. I'll make man out of technology and machines. He'll be better than a human. In my opinion, that's what that is.
The name of the race was the Olmec. I don't know if you remember reading about those in history.
Those.
Yeah, the Olmec. And they, after they went to space, the name got changed to the Omega. And to actually... I saw a rendering of one of them. They are people of color, and they look like a mixture of a Portuguese, a South American Indian, and a Polynesian. That's what they look like.
That's not altogether bad. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's they're a noble-looking race, but, you know, they're human. They actually came from Earth.
And they have already done the... Are they about to jump into the AI? Or
no, they've already been... As a matter of fact, that was the... From what I was told in the blog,
mm-hmm.
and what I read in the blog, what I heard him say was that the true, not the fake Guardians, the true mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy came through and wiped that whole system, knocked that whole system out of that planet.
Because they were AI, right?
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, they were about to go into the AI paradigm, yeah. And they came here next and locked it down.
Would y'all mention the website again? I just got a text from
the Kim website
that y'all were talking about.
Rense, RENSE.com. It is the website. He has everything on there. Rense, he has Morgellons, everything on there. That's fascinating, Postman. God, I had somewhere I was going, and I totally lost it. That's happening more and more. AI and transhumanism. Okay, yeah, here's where I was going with that. Nanotechnology. It just kind of appeared out of nowhere. Now we have nanotechnology. Well, back up a second. Let me ask you something. Every movie that we've ever seen growing up, from the 40s, 50s, 60s, all through, that were extraterrestrials that mean to do us harm. What is the common denominator with all those movies? The aliens were huge.
Right.
They were bigger than
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah.
What if that was done on purpose to acclimate us to looking for these huge aliens when, in fact, these aliens are nano, undetectable? Unless you have an electron microscope or access to one, you can't see them. They're in your bloodstream. They're making all these changes to us, and nobody can tell because nobody can see it.
Yeah, but these are actually machines, the one that they want to put into us, and they're actually manufactured here. They're actually brought here.
You're talking about the nanotechnology,
right, uh-huh.
machine, the self-replicating nanobots.
It was brought here,
but the point I'm trying to make is that basically is the alien invasion. Is nano? It's not huge. It's not big.
Yeah, and that's a huge chunk of the mark of the beast.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
it's unreal. If you just my blood, when I'm pulling stuff out of my body, if I take a drop of my blood and I put it on a slide and look at it, it's like it's chrome. It's got bits of chrome in it, the metals and stuff. It's incredible. I put the picture of the MME, micromechanical electronic little guy, out there. This thing looked like an M&M, but it had a drill on one arm and a clamp appendage on the other with a little camera on top. Creepy. There's so much stuff going on that you don't know is in you. And I believe they're coming from the aerosols. I believe with all my heart they're coming from the aerosols. So many people, there's a site out there. Actually, it was at the time, it was one of the best Morgellon sites I've ever seen. A German guy did it, and I don't remember the name of it, but he had some really great images of the Morgellon samples. But he says on his page, if you even mention that this stuff comes from chemtrails, I will ban you from my site. And I'm thinking, look, you admit you don't know where they come from, but then you tell us, don't even speculate they come from aerosols or you'll kick us off the site. What's wrong with this picture? You can't do that. If you don't know where they come from, then you've got to be open to all possibilities. I'm telling you, they're coming from the aerosols. Well, on a heavy spray day, go outside with as bright a flashlight as you can get your hands on. I have a 2 million candle power spotlight that was my dad's. 12-volt. I got a 12-volt power supply mounted outside. I plug it in, shine it up. The stuff that's in the sky is incredible. We're all breathing it. It's inside of all of us. Now, there's a reason for this. And it's like Postman said, this is where this AI thing is coming from. Call it transhumanism. Call it whatever you want. It's all leading to the same thing. It's Satan modifying the human race in his bastard example of humanity versus what God created. That's what he's doing. He's always done it. He's always aped. He's always mimicked. He has his own copycat version of everything God does. He has his version of the Ten Commandments. The Holy Trilogy, he has his unholy trilogy. He's also trying to show God that, hey, I can outdo humans, and he's using technology to do it.
Yeah, and what he wants to do is he want to get his version done, you know, before ascension actually happens.
Beat him to it.
Right,
yeah.
trying to beat him to the punch, and I don't think that's going to happen. And
I don't think God would allow that to happen.
No, it isn't. And the thing is, the main thing they're trying to do is take back the planet. That ain't going to happen either. Because he actually supposed to come here, creator's actually supposed to come here to live one of these days.
Yes, that's what the Bible says.
Right, uh-huh.
Well, you said something a couple of shows ago, and that has stuck with me. You said, it's like God's faking them to getting them all to come back to the scene of the crime, and then it's when justice is going to come.
Right.
And that makes sense.
And that goes back to what I said a few minutes ago about the true guardians of the galaxy.
Yes.
They're actually a creator race. That was going to different star systems. I mean, these were benevolent beings. Mm-hmm. They were going to actually all the star systems, actually, you know, seeding planets, and these races have come back in. They're here now, and these races are so powerful. They're actually sixth through ninth density, and when I say sixth through ninth density, that means they can wield.
Can we even see them?
Yes, you can see them, but they can render themselves invisible.
Yeah.
And they can actually control nature. They control almost everything they do with thought.
Yeah.
And,
yes, yes, yes,
and,
that makes sense.